But now our paths too must part. Farewell, Gandalf.
Farewell.
Elrond, half-elven, fare thee well.
Farewell, Elfstone.
Goodbye, Meriadoc, brave squire of Theoden.
Goodbye, Aragorn.
Goodbye, Sam. I'm glad I didn't turn out to be the play-acting spy you took me for at Bree.
Oh, sir...
No, it's all right, Sam. You were right to doubt the sinister ranger with his strange tale. You are well called Samwise.
Oh, Mr. Strider, sir.
And lastly, farewell, Frodo, ring-bearer. Much has chanced since you put your foot, or should I say your finger, in it at the Prancing Pony.
Ah, I am pleased those words came true about you. Renewed shall be blade that was broken, the crownless again shall be king.
You helped them come true, Frodo. And remember, dear friends of the Shire, that my realm lies also in the north, and I shall come there one day. Farewell.
And with that, they parted. And it was then the time of sunset. And when after a while they turned and looked back, they saw the King of the West sitting upon his horse, and the falling sun shone upon him. And the white mantle of Aragorn was turned to a flame. Then Aragorn took the green elf stone and held it up, and there came a green fire from his hand. So the dwindling company went on, until at last, one evening, they came over the high moors to the brink of the deep valley of Rivendell, and saw far below the lamps shining in Elrond's house. And they went down and crossed the bridge and came to the doors, and all the house was filled with light and song for joy at Elrond's homecoming.
Well, Mr. Frodo, we've been far and seen a deal, and yet I don't think we've found a better place than this.
There's something of everything here. The Shire and the Golden Wood and Gondor and King's Houses and inns and meadows and mountains all mixed.
Yes, Sam. Yes, there is something of everything. Except the sea.
First of all, before they had eaten or washed or even shed their cloaks, the hobbits went in search of Bilbo. They found him all alone in his little room.
Ah, hello. So you've come back. And tomorrow's my birthday.
Yes, Bilbo, I know. So I wanted to be back in time.
How clever of you. Do you know I shall be 129?
29, yes.
In one more year, if I'm spared, I shall equal the old two.
Yes.
I should like to visit him.
You will.
We shall see.
Bilbo, why didn't you come to Aragorn and Arwen's wedding?
Oh, well, I was invited, of course. And I waited for it long enough. But somehow, when it came to it, I found I had so much to do here. And packing is such a bother. But now then, you've all been having a lot of adventures, by all accounts.
We have. We went through the dwarf mines of Moria.
Yes.
And we met the Ents of Fangorn. And there were battles with terrible orcs. And Merry here was fearfully brave and was made an esquire to King Theoden of Rohan.
Oh, how splendid.
And young Pippin is now a knight of Gondor.
Yes. How wonderful.
And I saw the elves of Lothlorien, Mr. Bilbo, just like you used to tell me tales about.
Did you now, sir? Well, well.
Yes, and Sam rescued Frodo from orcs and killed a huge spider. And then they both went all alone into Mordor with the ring.
Well, well. Fancy my old ring causing such a disturbance.
Well, it's gone now, Bilbo.
Yes. Well, I don't suppose I would have had the strength or luck to deal with it. The trouble was, it grew, but I didn't. Don't adventures ever have an end, I wondered, when you went away? It seems they do. But now then, I shall have to make a note or two of these things that you've been doing.
When nearly a fortnight had passed, Frodo looked out of his window and saw that there had been a frost in the night, and the cobwebs were like white nets. Then, suddenly, he knew that he must go.
Well, Frodo, you feel then that it is time for you to depart from us?
Yes, Elrond. I want to see my home again.
As so you should. Rivendell is the last homely house east of the sea. But I suspect not now so homely as it was when the desperate matter of the ring was put in hand.
And what will happen now to the three rings of the Elf Lords?
It is as I said at our council, now so long ago. The three will fail, and many fair things will fade and be forgotten.
You bear one of the three, and the Lady Galadriel bears another, but where is the third?
Ask not now, Frodo, for it will be revealed to you ere long. But come, you must gather your friends and say farewell to Bilbo.